Acts 2, Acts 21, 9. Acts 21, 9. Acts 21, 9. And the same man had four daughters, virgins, which did prophesy. And as we tarried there many days, there came down from Judea certain prophet named Agabus. Okay? And when he was come unto us, he took Paul's girdle of Paul's belt and bound his own hands and feet and said, thus says the Holy Ghost. See, he was saying what the Holy Ghost said. Now listen. Thus says the Holy Ghost. So shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owneth this girdle or belt and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentile. And when we heard, these things, both we and they that of that place besought him not to go up to Jerusalem. Do you see what's happening? Okay, let's go. But Paul answered, what mean ye to weep and to break my heart? For I am ready not only to be bound, but also to do what? Die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. And see, when you know you're doing what God said, I don't care. You can threat, you can make do all your threats and say whatever you want to say. I'm gonna do what He's told me to do. You see why God got him out of jail, why He kept Paul through all these things. You can go read the Acts of the Apostles. They threw him in jail. God sent angels in the nighttime and woke up Peter and others. Put Paul and Silas in jail, had made their feet to fasten and stop, and they just started singing praises. They didn't sit up in there and cry, oh God, our backs are bleeding. Why you let this happen to us? We were doing what you told us to do. Well, why you do this to the Lord? No, they start praising God. We changed it here. We have people ain't got nowhere, no chains on their feet or hand nowhere, and they keep act like they got them on there. But we don't do it. We get that hand up in the air, don't we? Because ain't no chain on it. They sing praise with their feet in stocks and their hand fastened, chained down. And they sing praise with bound up. When we come in this place together, we all electrified. There'll be some electricity, Holy Ghost electricity run through this place. You know, we all charge it so it'd be hard for Jimmy Jones to preach. But we're getting to that place. And Paul answered, what mean you to weep and break my heart? For I'm ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of Jesus. Because He did everything for me. And He promised to keep me. He promised, now watch this, He promised to keep me. And listen to what Jesus said. You see why He did it? Listen to what He said. John 16:33. These things have I spoken unto you. This is Jesus talking. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have what? So I don't need to be troubled by nothing. All kind of threats. People say, I'm going to take your life. I'm going to do this to you. I'm going to persecute you. But He said, in me, you might have what? Peace. In the world you shall have what? You're going to see some trouble. Persecution, tribulation. But do what? But be of what? Oh, you're supposed to be of cheer. You ain't supposed to be crying and whining. I don't know why it's all happening to me. I don't know. No. He said, be of good cheer. Why? I have overcome the world. And Paul knew that. And you know it. So let's don't be babies. People look at you funny, but they don't know we got a secret weapon going on. Some stuff happening. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You wait till we start getting people's coming on out of New York and California. Miracles start happening all across the earth because some crazy folks believe God. Because what? Some crazy folks. That's what they call idiots. Believe God. And when that person about to die and they see it right in front of their eyes, instantly brought back to life, they're going to know, where are those people? I got somebody. See, we don't have it all together, but we're headed in the right direction. But if we quit, we'll never get there. Did you hear what I said? And that's what some people do when a little trouble come up along the way, they quit. They throw in the towel. I don't have no towel, so I can't throw it in. You got it? We don't throw in the towel. Because Jesus won, hands down, 2,000 years ago. Amen. And so we are going to go act just like it's true, because it is true. And nobody going to change what Jesus has done, because he took that holy blood to the Father on the heavenly throne where he and God made a covenant that can't be broken. It's impossible for to break this blood covenant. No devil can do it. No church can do it. No individual can do it. No group can do it. This covenant is sealed forever. And once you enter into it, it's a covenant of eternity. Hallelujah.